This is the audio version of Guy W. Wallace's Expert Insights article titled, Instructional Systems Design Creates Effective Performance, read for you by the Leonardo Institute. Guy Wallace is an award-winning consultant to enterprise L&D in performance-based instructional architecture analysis, design, and development. For more like this, go to leonardo.institute and click Audio Collections. Instructional Systems Design Creates Effective Performance by Guy W. Wallace. What are the most significant shifts in how performance-based instruction is designed today compared to when I started my career, and what key factors drove those changes? I think that design is still being skipped and confused with development of content. Sometimes storyboards are constructed prior to that, but that's a step in development, in my approach. Design, like analysis and development, used to be done, when employing proven practices, in a backward chain manner. Mager preached and wrote about that in the 1960s. And design too often isn't informed by a performance gap and knowledge and skill analysis. It's too often a brainstorming effort. But again, that's not new. It's always been a part of the poor practices of too many in the profession. What are the most valuable new metrics or methods for evaluating instructional effectiveness that have emerged in recent years? Unfortunately, I see the reverse all too often. The field has neglected the performance metrics back on the job, the learning results, and instead focused on learning activities such as completion and engagement. This is due to shallow or non-existent analysis data on the application of the learning content, which is too often due to starting with an enabling knowledge, skill, behavior, or competency, and not starting with the terminal performance. Clients in L&D leadership too often have an educational mindset versus a training mindset, and the training mindset and approach narrows the target audiences too much. So effectiveness is sacrificed for a belief of improved efficiency, with one-size-fits-all approaches to instructional content. What are some examples of how I've integrated data-driven decision-making into my instructional design process, and how it has evolved over my career? It's pretty much been the same since day one, back on August 6, 1979, when I was shown the performance analysis data that I was told resulted from a derivative of the Geary-Rumler approach to performance-based instructional analysis. I was told we needed to help people learn how to perform tasks to produce outputs and meet the requirements for both. I've stayed true to that performance orientation throughout my career, and it's made all the difference in my success as an internal consultant and as an external consultant. What role do I see for immersive technologies like VR and AR in enterprise learning moving forward? How much potential do I think they have compared to traditional methods? Augmented and virtual reality are much more expensive than providing guidance or job aids, but there are use cases when they are the way to go. Whenever the learning addresses situations that are unsafe, physically or psychologically, or just near impossible to show or demonstrate, too often they are a shiny object used unnecessarily, leading to unnecessary costs and extended project timelines. They should, however, be experimented with in controlled efforts so that when such a need arises, the L&D staff doesn't start off at the bottom of the learning and performance curves. Where are the biggest opportunities for improving learning accessibility and engagement specifically through mobile platforms? The default in instructional systems design should always be performance guides or job aids, unless the performance context, where and how the individual does the task, demands a memorized performance response. Mobile learning enables performance guides or job aids to be more easily accessible. Which trends in gamification hold the most promise for increasing learning motivation and effectiveness at an enterprise level? I've always used authentic simulation exercises, which, if recognized as reflecting the performance output and task requirements from back on the job, not all new hires can recognize what is authentic and what is not, has always increased motivation, transfer, and impact. I've written books, many articles, and produced several videos on my prior experiences using performance-based simulations. How might the core responsibilities and needed skill sets for performance analysts and instructional architects evolve in the coming years with advancing technology? What is exciting or concerning about this evolution? The only thing that's really changed, from my perspective, in enterprise L&D since 1979 is the digital technology tools that enable us to conduct, administrate, and deploy our work better, faster, and cheaper. Soon, AI will enhance that even more. But I am wary of AI being used to crank out more content faster and cheaper when more content is the last thing busy performers and learners need.